Here are the Three Rivers Ringers. Every last ring coming out of there. And it's such a pleasure to have Three Rivers Ringers. Again, the Three Rivers Ringers. That's a tongue twister to get through that. Nancy Lutz is their director, conductor, director. What do we call you?
Either. So you call me.
Absolutely. It's so nice to have you back. Can you tell us a little bit about this tradition of playing bells and maybe just the background of how this all got started?
Well, in England, there were bells in the towers of all the churches. And it was really that was the first sort of internet, because they would ring the church bells in a certain way to signify that somebody had died, or that somebody was born, or that there was a fire to call people out. So people were accustomed to hearing the bells. And they would ring in very elaborate patterns required a lot of instruction, a lot of practice. And the towers were cold and drafty, and it drove the neighbors crazy when they were learning a new pattern. So somebody said, oh, well, let's make a little bell. And they took their little bells into the pubs, and over a pint of ale, realized that they could play melodies on them. And the rest is history.
Interesting. You know, I never thought about this, but the idea of ringing a bell when it's supper time, I wonder if that was a derivation of the church bells communicating things. It almost has to have been, right?
Yes, and you know, there was a tradition of putting a bell in a coffin, because before there was embalming of people who were presumed dead, they got them quickly into the ground very quickly, and sometimes they were just in a coma, and they would wake up. And so there was a bell put in the coffin so you could ring it,
saying, get me out of here.
Get me out of here, right?
Now, there's a fact that you'll only hear from Nancy Lutz with the Three Rivers Ringers here today. So just to paint the picture for you, there are 15 musicians here, each with, and I do mean musicians. These are people who train and work very hard. I think maybe there's a misconception that here's a bell, just ring it when we point to you. That's not the case whatsoever. And these are also finely tuned musical instruments. Not that this should be an index of things, but what does that, here's a bell that is about, oh, I don't know, 18 inches in diameter, maybe a little smaller. That's what I said, 18 inches in diameter. What does that bell cost?
Oh, about $6,000.
A $6,000 bell right there. And then there's some little smaller bells here that are almost the size of small doorknobs or cabinet knobs. Are those as expensive?
Oh, no. I think they cost $375 a piece. They're a little bit more expensive than the ones that are a little bit bigger.
So it's all partly based on the materials and the brass, but these are finely tuned instruments. And also today, bringing the average cost down of everything. I see a triangle and a tambourine and some other instruments. Come on in and you can hear the bell choir. We have some people coming in as we broadcast live on the radio. Why don't we hear another song and then we'll talk to some of you. What are you about to do?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So this will be fun. And you opened up with O Come Ye Merry Gentlemen.
It's actually a medley of three different tunes called Sing We All Noel.
I came out for the latter part. What are the three tunes?
Well, there's one called Noel Nouvelet and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And the third one is not as well known. It's actually about the ox and the gray ass.
I'm glad you mentioned, because I thought I'd heard just O Come Ye Merry Gentlemen, but I wasn't sure. I'm glad, because I didn't know if that was a variation. I don't know the other two as well. Rudolph, everybody knows.
Everyone knows Rudolph.
And here again, the Three Rivers Ringers. three Rivers Ringers performing live. I want to talk to a few of you. First, let's talk to the percussion section. You're doubling with bells occasionally, too. What's your name?
Linda Minotti.
And what neighborhood are you from?
I'm from Mount Lebanon. I'm one of the board members of Three Rivers Ringers.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Now, you were doing the sandpaper. I just wanted to help people understand where all the sounds were coming from. And that's an instrument we can sort of say is probably a quick trip to Home Depot or Lowe's and the right grit.
That is correct.
Well, it sounds great. And then your name?
I'm David Emanuelson.
And you were playing, it's not the wood blocks. It's another kind of block. What are those?
They're temple blocks or granite blocks, depending on what you call them. But they're basically, you know, just a different kind of wood block.
I've never seen, they were made out of looks like a polymeric type material. And that was the clip-clop of the horse that we heard, right?
Yeah, and there's five blocks, and they all have, you know, different sizes, so they all have different pitches as well.
And what neighborhood are you from?
I'm from Cheswick.
Nice to meet you. And let me just, I wanted to talk with a couple of our other players. Hopefully I'll remember everybody. But I was really impressed with what sounded like stringed notes being played on these bells over here, like plucked notes. Yeah, how does that work?
Just throw the clapper down on the bell, and it makes a plucking sound.
So it sounds just like it's being plucked, like a harp or a big bass. Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Cindy Donahoe.
And where are you from?
I'm from Mount Lebanon.
Thank you very much for sharing with us. I'm going to go back to Nancy Lutz, and she's going to tell us what the next song is. What is the next song?
Up on the Housetop.
Click, click, click. Once again, here are the Three Rivers Ringers. Shame on me for thinking they're ready in an instant.
I know. They're very high maintenance.
Well, there's a lot of... how many bells are here? There must be 50, I'm guessing.
More than that.
More? Yeah. There's only 15 players higher. Oh, should I try to get... I'm sure you know how many.
At least 150 bells plus chimes and other instruments.
And what's your name?
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Where are you from, Dan?
Squirrel Hill.
Excellent. I recognize most of you from the last time you were here. It sounds like there's a lot of stability and longevity in your musicians, people staying here. Would that be true?
Yes. Yes. It's a forever commitment. I have them for life. They have to sign a contract that they stay until they die.
Does that mean there's no room for any new bell players?
Oh, we always have room for new bell players.
Because I've got this cowbell at home that...
I don't think so.
Okay. Doorbell?
But if we need a cowbell, we know where to find you.
Okay. I will go to the bell bottom of the list. And once again, here are the Three Rivers Ringers. Thank you. Three Rivers Ringers. That was amazing. You could hear Santa coming down the chimney. And what a great sound. Let's meet some more folks that I haven't had a chance to talk to yet. Just your name and where you're from. Anything else you might like to say?
I'm Megan Snyder. I'm from Blawnox, PA, and been with this group for about 5 years now.
Great. Nice to meet you. Thank you. And would you like to say hello? Oh, that's right, you did. Everybody's got the same shirt on and the same... That's right, we were talking about the woodblocks or the pseudo-woodblocks. Hello.
Hello, I'm Allison Peters. I'm from Mount Lebanon.
Nice to meet you. Now, I know I'm in a different zone here. None of these people... You've been in this area with these bells all morning so far. What's your name?
Samantha DeFurio from Bethel Park.
Nice to meet you.
Bobby Calhoun from South Park.
Nice to meet you as well. You were mentioning those lifetime contracts, Nancy Lutz, and it occurred to me that at the end of the contract, do you know what you have?
Oh.
A dead ringer.
Oh.
Sorry. I just had to. They are going to be performing again here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and you can come and hear them this afternoon at 12:30. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. We're so happy to have you all here today. But if you'd like to see them, and I would encourage you to come and watch, because it's really fun. There is body motion, body language. There are things that are done to make the bells sound the way they do that require movement. It's almost like dancing to watch in addition to playing. Do you have any other shows coming up that we should mention?
We do. This evening at 7:30, we'll be at St. Stanislaus Church in the Strip District. It's that beautiful church. If you're going down Smallman Street and you can't go any further without turning, It's that church on 21st Street.
Yeah, it's the church that looks like it has a big old-fashioned telephone dial, that window on the front. Doesn't it look like that? I've always thought it looked like that.
That's a rose window.
I know, but to me it looks like a telephone dial. But it's right, you're right, it's right at the end, I think 21st, yeah. And then where else are you going to be?
Next weekend, on Saturday at 4 o'clock, we'll be at St. Stephen's Church in Sewickley. And Sunday night will be in Allison Park, 7 o'clock, at St. Paul's United Methodist Church.
And these are all free shows. Donations are welcome. And here at the Children's Museum, you can see them this afternoon at 12:30, as I mentioned. I think you're going to recognize the next song. So rather than telling you the name of it, we'll just have the Three Rivers Ringers play it. And I have a feeling you'll know where you've heard it before. Here they come. Thank you. Linus and Lucy, composed by Vince Guaraldi and played by the Three Rivers Ringers. I am noticing more jazz in your arrangements this year, and maybe I just didn't notice before, but are you working in some different idioms and different playing styles?
Well, I happen to love jazz myself. Our next piece is jazzy, and we have an album that's almost all jazz, a brand new album called Swingin' Bronze.
And I was looking at it while listening to Linus and Lucy, and there's some great songs, some older standards like Moonlight Serenade is on here and St. Louis Blues, but also some newer songs like Good Vibrations, Rock Around the Clock, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing is on there too. And hearing Good Vibrations on bells has got to be an amazing thing. I'm sure it's a great album. Can people get it at threeriversringers.org? Is that the best place?
Yes. Or come to one of our concerts. We're not selling merchandise here, but we will be selling at the other concerts that we have.
Nancy Lutz is who you just heard. She is the director of Three Rivers Ringers. I'd like to say hello to a few folks that I haven't talked to yet. Help me out. You're one of them, right?
Yes, I'm Skip Peters, and I'm from Mount Lebanon.
Nice to meet you, Skip. And next we go.
I'm Elizabeth Peters, also from Mount Lebanon. I'm here with my brother and my mom.
Oh, how cool. Where's your mom? Okay, we talked earlier, right? That's kind of neat to have brother and sister and mom. Did you all join at the same time?
Nope. Actually, it was one at a time. First my mom, then I joined, and then we recruited my brother.
How nice. Are there any other members of your immediate family?
We're working on that.
Okay. There's holdouts, in other words.
Well, I have a sister who's in the Air Force, and so it might be a little complicated to get pull her down here. But
someday she's got something to look forward to. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Deborah Artem. I'm from Brookline.
Nice to meet you. And we'll just get a few more folks.
Linda Boyce from Little Washington.
And I'm Beth Dakin. I live in Allison Park.
And who did I miss? I missed a few. Okay, we might as well make sure we get everybody. The tallest one, you were over there earlier, right?
I was. We move around. We don't play at one position. My name is Bjorn Dakin, also from Allison Park, with my wife, Beth.
Nice to meet you. And we did. We talked to... I missed you. It's tough, and we'll put a picture up on Facebook shortly, but everyone moves around to this U-shaped... formation. They've really built their own set. The bells are all resting on heavily padded tables, which is part of the musical instrument, or part of the ability to play the musical instrument is having the right table. What's your name?
My name is Jeffrey Funk, and I live in the Penn Hills area.
I'm glad I came over here, because what are these?
These are called choir chimes, and they're basically like tuned tubes. And so instead of the clapper being on the inside of the instrument, they're on the outside.
So take a Christmas paper wrapping paper, take the tube on the inside, they're about the same length. Well, I didn't mean the materials, I just meant the look of the thing. It's about the same diameter and about the same length, but they are made of metal. And then there is a mallet on the outside. Can you play one of those, please? A better analogy is a tuning fork. It almost sounds like a tuning fork. Wow, these instruments are fun to look at, and we'll recap where all of those shows are a little bit later in the hour so that you can attend them. I think it's great to listen to, and I'm glad you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade right now, but it would be a lot of fun to watch. What's next?
Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
Once again, the Three Rivers Ringers. Thank you. under the direction of Nancy Lutz, the Three Rivers Ringers. I'm curious if there are regional or national get-togethers where bell groups come and learn from one another and share, compare notes, so to speak.
Oh, yes. Every summer, the Handbell Musicians of America have a seminar that used to be focused on directors, but now is we encourage ringers to attend that too. And it's held; it will be held in Grand Rapids next July. And it's all last summer. It was in Anaheim, California. We've been to Florida and Texas, and a couple of us go to that every year. And then there are other special events also for ringing and education.
And Nancy, how long has your ensemble been together?
We were created in 2010, so we're fairly new.
And was that your, I'm sure a few people must have spearheaded it. How did that come about?
Yes, we called ourselves the Gang of Five, and what actually happened...
Let me just ask you, was a Peters family member involved?
No.
Okay, because they tend to gang up. That's...
there are a group of us in my church choir, church bell choir, on Monday nights, and we got to talking and wanted to form a community group. And we started going to a neighborhood bar after rehearsal. And that started in March. And the five of us just got this whole thing together. Andy C., who is not with the group anymore, was our first managing director, and he had an arts management degree and knew just exactly where to, what to do to get us rolling. And by December, we had a very successful opening concert that year.
That is really something. So you created something out of nothing, right? You created what's become a tradition for people. You probably have members that have been here, I'm sure, like you said, they don't leave, hopefully. It must take a lot of training and practice, though. And I can't overstate, I think there is the perception that this must be easy because we all encounter a bell from time to time. And this is not, ringing any ordinary bell. How do you learn how to do this?
Well, everyone probably did start out ringing one bell. Some of them started as children. At least one person in the group started in college. I don't know everyone's story, but they had to audition to get into this group. So they had to be playing at a high level to begin with.
And it's got to be physically demanding, too, even if you have a small bell, because your arms are moving all the time. How much do these bigger bells weigh?
About 16 pounds are the heaviest.
Mm-hmm. So imagine a bowling ball on your hand. I'm just doing all these analogies today, bowling balls but no, really, something that heavy, and you would have to ring that like a bell above or below, above your waist at least, sometimes even near your head. That's pretty demanding.
Yes, it is. They have to work out, I think, to be.
Yeah, they've got these huge forearms on everybody here. Well, Three Rivers Ringers is who you're listening to on the Saturday Light Brigade. We're really happy to have them back. And at 12:30 today, they are going to be performing at the Children's Museum just outside of our studios. So you can come and see them if you care to. The Children's Museum is on the historic north side of Pittsburgh. And there are three church concerts coming up. And let's mention those to be sure you're aware of them. One is at St. Stanislaus in the Strip District. That's tonight at 7:30. One is at the beautiful St. Stephen's Church in Sewickley, right as you turn onto the main area of Sewickley across from the Sweetwater Arts Center. I believe it is at 4 o'clock. This will be on Saturday the 16th. And then the very next day, a week from tomorrow, December 17th, St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Allison Park. All of those shows are free. And the Three Rivers Ringers website has more information, and that is threeriversringers.org. There you can also find more information about that great CD that we were mentioning before. What a nice thing to set the holiday mood, or just actually with that CD, it's year round because most of the tunes on there are jazz or pop standards. So you can, it still has a festive sound to it with the bells. How did you get into this?
By chance.
Did you play bells when you were growing up, or you mentioned playing in the church choir?
Yeah, I started playing at Mount Lebanon Methodist, actually as a sub for the high school group when I was in my 30s.
Excellent. Well, we've got another, we probably have time, I would imagine, for two more. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a selection from the Nutcracker, Dance Russe Trepec.
Once again, here are the Three Rivers Ringers. There you've got the Three Rivers Riggers. I was thinking you might have another movement coming up, so I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't stop paying attention. I really like the way almost everything you've played today has a very dramatic, just an ending that really delightful is the only word I can use to describe it. That has to be hard to accomplish, I would think, because everybody has to mute their bells at the same time, and you really know you're sticking out if you don't do the right thing. Is that hard to do?
Sometimes, yes. You have to, just like a gymnast, you have to stick the ending, you have to stick the landing. And it's sometimes hard for the arrangers, too. Sometimes I'll listen to a piece of music and I think, oh, this is really great. And then it ends really badly, or it's just a cliche ending, and, just not good.
So do you modify the arrangements a bit sometimes?
Sometimes, not a lot. But yes, once we buy the music, then we're free to do different things with it.
The other thing I was curious about, and I just think it's interesting to try to consider the perspective of the players. Do you actually practice alone with a bell sometimes to sort of get certain rudiments down? I would imagine often you must be with other players, but is it a combination of those things?
Yes, it is. At this level, sometimes the players just have to work on their own. We do have 3-hour-a-week rehearsals, but that, when you're putting together a concert of 14 pieces, which is sort of the average concert number, you can't get to every little thing. So they get their music, they get their assignments, and at the first rehearsal, I expect them to come with some preparation of the challenges that they have.
And I also noticed that just about everybody is wearing gloves, and I would imagine that's to prevent blisters.
Yes, it's a comfort thing. Although you will see groups where they don't wear gloves. I'm not sure how the bass ringers do that, because you can really tear up your hands with the big bells.
Yeah, also, just to try to help you get a better perspective as you listen, these bells all come in beautiful, you know, velvet-lined cases, just as any other musical instrument would be transported. I can imagine flying as a group. Can you imagine checking all of these bells? I want to thank each of you for coming here today. We really appreciate your being here. This is my last chance, at least while we're on the air, for me to look at you directly before going back into the studio. And Nancy Lutz, thank you. Is there anything else we should mention about Three Rivers Ringers before your last song?
Well, if you'd like to hear more selections from us, you can go to our Facebook page or our website to get links to our YouTube site. And also, we do have a Christmas album that is available for sale.
Excellent. So look at threeriversringers.org, and I really encourage you to take a look at a video or just learn more about what they're doing. You've got 16 just people of goodwill and dedication and great skill making this all happen. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
And I hear a horse somewhere coming, probably clopping along. And we'll let Three Rivers Ringers close up.